If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And so this is Easter, and what have you done? Another
egg older,
and a chocolate just for one.
No, chocolate just for one, sir.
It was just the "so this is Easter." That's all I prepared. I thought something else might come to me.
Easter's over now.
Well, tonight, thank God. No, sorry, wrong. Yeah. No,
sorry. Dinner attracted me.
I am very attractive.
Hot, loud,
and a little bit sad.
He was the best guy around.
Oh, my, is it hot in here or what?
You're an attractive guy.
It's the fabulous Tony Cantwell.
I'm talking about Shane Daniel Byrne.
Idiots!
Do you know what me and my family like to do around Easter?
What do you like to do?
We like to hide a few real raw beer cans around the garden, and then we all go and look for them. And it's adults only, and it's a responsible game. But that's what we do. We go looking for the light and fresh. And sometimes you can go by scent. You can tell, you follow it. Or there's an old man with a stick, and he walks around the garden, and he can find the re-raw cans by when the stick wobbles.
That was always tradition in our house. Definitely growing up, I remember the re-raw cans being a big part of Easter when you're over 18, drinking responsibly.
Bringing the stick guy to help you find. If you were struggling, if you had a little fella and he was kind of struggling, couldn't find him, they're bringing the stick man to do that for. And you can do that too. Yes. And you can buy re-raw pretty much most places now.
Yeah.
And for a full list of places, you should go on Instagram, at re-raw beer. Go on the website, and they'll tell you exactly where you can buy.
Very kindly sponsor this podcast.
As you well know. Look, man, come on, we all know that.
We're just talking about them anyway. Yes. They do also sponsor the podcast. So we do want to send a message out
there. They ask for nothing in return.
Nothing in return.
Apart from the ads.
But it's an Irish light and fresh and crisp, lovely can.
Shout out to Kilcool, County Wicklow. Re-raw beer.
I thought of this idea, right, for an app, right? Maybe you can just build it into the kind of your TV operating system.
But it shows you all the gay men around you.
Yes.
And you can have sex with them.
It's called Radar.
Yeah.
It's R-A-D and just an R.
Yeah.
And it's like, beep.
That sounds good.
Butt. Your butt.
So now.
Butt.
Oh my God, they're everywhere.
There's bloody.
They're closing in on us.
Get out of the vent. Why are you in a vent?
5,000 gay men outside our house at the moment. It says there's one in the room at the minute, but it's just me.
0 meters away, baby.
Gaydar.
Wait a second.
No, this is my app. It's not that. I'm a Christian, as you know. My app is that it's a thing. It's kind of like a Netflix, but it just shows all, takes all the streamers, turns them into channels based on the genre of whatever it is, action movies, only movies that you've seen, so there's no spoilers, only episodes of TV that you've seen, so there's no spoilers, and it'll just rotate shit. In a kind of curated way.
Comfort television.
Comfort TV, but it's always on. So you'll click into something and you'll be like, oh, this. And you could just go back, watch the start if you want. Yeah. Or you'll be like, I'll watch this bit of Shawshank because he's about to escape. You know, I'll watch this bit of Pulp Fiction because Sam Jackson's about to do his unreal speech. Mm. You know, I miss that. The rewatchable moments. It's a great podcast, Rewatchables, that has all that kind of thing.
Well, it's just like when you, nowadays with TV, because people might not know, but when you click the remote, and you click in to watch, let's say it's an episode of Friends, it gives you the option. It says, do you want to watch this from the start or do you want to watch live? And you always click watch live.
Watch live, man.
Why would I want to watch this from the start? I want to be live. I want to feel what all the other 10 people who are watching this live.
Yes.
I want to be on the same wavelength as them.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's irrational, but it's what you want.
I'm wondering about this comfort TV thing that everyone's talking about. Like, and I do it myself. We watch things again and again. Are we, like, we're being, like, subdued? Like, what is happening? Like, why...
Television should be challenging.
Well, art should be challenging. I mean, is the role of art to provoke or to placate? You know, these are questions we must ask.
I think there's still some challenging TV. When I was watching First Dates Ireland, that was quite challenging.
First Dates Ireland?
No.
Oh, that's actually been banging this series. I've been watching it.
I'd like to start watching those like American ones, like, you know, The Bachelor or Golden Bachelor. That's someone with like quite elderly people who's really, it's their last chance for love. I'd like to watch that. MILF Island. I watched a couple of episodes of that.
Is that when people go with their own mothers?
Well, that was the twist. So what happened was, it was like, you know, 10 smoking hot young guys, 10 smoking hot old broads in one manor. And they go, and then they're like, all the lads are chatting. All the women are like, I'm really excited to meet some young fella. And then it's revealed that all of the boys, it's their mas.
What?
Yeah.
So they're trying to hook up with each other's mams.
And then they're like, I don't see her for my son. But they're all like, all the lads are like, I love old Fanny. I can't get enough of it. I love a soft TV.
That's naughty TV, is it?
Yeah, it's very naughty. Yeah.
No, it's recent. It's recent.
It was in the last year, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
It's very strong.
Well, what would you say about Comfort TV? Sorry.
I'm just worried. I'm wondering about Comfort TV. I'm like, are we just like...
You're worried about Comfort TV. That's the opposite of the way you should be.
No, I'm not worried about it. Like, I think it's okay. But I'm also going, what's this do? What are we doing to ourselves? Are we now... That'll rot your brain. You remember your parents say that? Yeah. Are we actually rotting our own brain? Are we in a state of, what should they call that? When your brain is entropy? Is that? No. Something like that.
Apathetic?
No.
There is so much distraction and
have
there's tears of
Chomsky,
it.
Have you been reading
Chomsky, Shane? No, I haven't actually. I can't read.
I feel like there's tears of like what's acceptable distraction, right? And like the bottom is like TikTok. Like in that kind of like disposable watching kinetic sand fucking be cut, being like, this man walked into a police station and said, I've been shot. And it's like some fucking police. And then just above that is like YouTube videos that are a bit longer. Above that is TV. Like these are like, TV's more respected, being like, I sat down and watched TV, be like, good on you. But like in the 50s, like TV's going to rot your brain.
Yeah, you know?
Above that is maybe like magazines. If you saw someone reading a magazine, you'd be like, oh my God, a scholar over here fucking reading a fucking magazine, you know?
Well, guys, you are probably so delighted to know that I actually have a degree in media arts in studying this stuff. So this is...
No wonder you don't have a job.
Well, this is to do with the Frankfurt Schule. You know, you have Walter Benjamin, who had his famous thesis, the role of media in the age of mechanical reproduction. Mm-hmm. And he would propose that the medium is the message, so to speak. So the medium itself is the message. And that would sort of propose that basically it's the interpretation cannot be controlled. So let's say they're trying to subdue the masses by creating...
I'm interested in what you're saying.
Yeah,
it's very
let's say they're trying to subdue the masses by creating some sort of like a gooey media that makes us distracted and we don't think and all that kind of stuff. And we enjoy it. That they can't control how we interpret things. So for example... they make this show Friends and it's like life is great and fun and at the end of the day we should all love each other. That makes us not want to call for a revolution and start sharpening the guillotine. Mm-hmm. But we could interpret that show as something that is trying to subdue us and make us apathetic or whatever about reality. And that means that basically TikTok, all these stuff, they can be mind-numbing, but they can't control how you receive this information. Therefore, they can't control us.
Ideally,
well, that's one way.
And that got me. Well, that got me a D minus.
Well, you know, Easter has been co-opted, right? By I don't even know if it's actually been co-opted by Christianity, right? I have done a bit of a deep dive, as you know. I'm a badass neo-pagan,
yes.
And I always like to kind of unearth the true pagan traditions in the holidays that we celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
But before, I suppose, I have some interesting facts about the origin of Easter.
This is actually real, you've done real research.
I've done a tiny bit of research.
Sometimes we say, like, I looked at this and we just read
Well, like, I asked ChatGPT some very poignant questions.
Okay.
So, but I was wondering, like, if you actually took a Christian and you asked them, like, what we celebrate with Easter, with bunnies and eggs, what would they actually say? Like, what would a Christian say, being like, this is my holiday and we celebrate the eggs? And the bunnies cause
I think they'd
what?
Say, well,
the
ex- gays the burn in hell. Burn them gays. I don't want no gays enjoying the same chocolate treats as my kids.
They take those eggs, they put them in their butt or what have you.
Know what they're doing.
They got
vibrating
eggs. And they put
they
them
got
in their
these
butt.
Vibrating eggs. They got their masturbatory eggs. Sinful eggs of the gay people.
They have these Tenga eggs that are disposable and they fuck them once. And then they have the bunnies. These lesbians are putting bunnies in there. Tickling their clits.
They call
and
them rampant. Well, that is what it's called. Rampant sexual disgusting sins across our nation, and we will not stand for it.
Sorry, what was the question again?
Easter, sure. Easter, what is Easter? For the kids.
Easter is Jesus came back from the dead. That's what Easter is.
And when he came back, he was all.
He also died.
He died.
It's the whole thing.
Well, actually, see, the thing is, they put him in the tomb, and they actually rolled a big egg.
Cadbury's,
and it was chocolate, and he ate his way out.
That's it.
Apparently.
Yeah, see that they don't. You won't read that in the Bible.
You won't
the
read
St.
That
James
in the Bible.
Version. That's not in there.
No, do you know what I discovered?
But in the Dead Sea Scrolls. It's very clear that it was a chocolate egg.
It was a chocolate egg that he had. And they didn't have a lot of chocolate then. That was his other miracle. He made chocolate. He actually was Wonka.
You know who I like at the Easter time is Doubting Thomas.
Oh yeah,
and they're all like, "He's back," and Thomas is like. It's not him. And he's like, it is Thomas, will you stop? And then Thomas is like, all right, okay, let me put my hand into his side. Let me put my fingers into the wound in his side from the Romans.
At spear.
And then he was like, all right, it's him. Okay.
Hands in his guts. Yeah, that's definitely Jesus' gallbladder.
Imagine it was
sick
just,
little fucks they were. Sick fucks. Eat it, drink it. Drink it.
That's my body. But imagine it was just some actual rando that came back. Like Jesus is dead somewhere. It's like, it's me, Jesus. And they're like, hey. And they're
like
just really excited. And Thomas is like, you know it's not him. And the guy's like, fuck this guy. What am I going to do? Just goes into the jacks. Hang on, be back in 1 second. And he hammers a nail in his hand. And he's like, hang on 1 second. If I wasn't Jesus, would I have a hole in my hand?
That looks like he just did it.
Pale as a sheet. He's like sweating.
Am I Jesus now?
Yeah. If I wasn't Jesus, would I have this? I can see you.
Holding the hole up to his arm.
The hole is like, hello.
We do know that the people who are crucified were crucified through the wrists, not the hands.
That is true. And
so Padre Pio caught rapid, you little liar.
Yeah, he's a little liar.
Easter, they make you act it out. That's the Easter Mass. And it's so, I always found it so like confusing when you're sitting there and you have to read it out. And like the priest, I think, is Pontius Pilate.
Mm.
And then he like obviously chose that role for himself.
Yeah.
Because Pontius Pilate is like, would you not show mercy on Jesus? Like the priest is like, I'll take that one. And then we want to save Barabbas, the murdering Barabbas. And then we're all like, no, we want to save Barabbas. We want to kill Jesus. I was a kid. I was reading this like, why are we saying this? Like,
yeah.
Don't we like that guy? Mm. Isn't he our guy?
Yeah. We've already established in this podcast that our favorite Station of the Cross is when he falls the second time.
Jesus falls for a second time. Yeah.
It's a callback to the first
time. It's a callback. As a comedian, we love that. Do you believe in the Shroud of Turin?
Oh, of course not. Ridiculous. Don't be ridiculous. I mean, the whole thing is very loose. Their whole thing...
It's pretty loose.
Like, and God died... God so loved the world that he gave his only son. It's like, right, well, he died for what, 2 days?
Yeah.
And didn't he go up... wasn't he hanging out with you in heaven and then he went back down to earth for like a day? Did he die at all? He seems like he just was like on earth, lived a normal life for 30 years, then did 3 years of missionary work, right? Missionary? Honey.
I think there's a white savior complex going on there. Actually, he obviously wasn't white.
Of course he's not white.
I wonder what the actual inflation is of 30 pieces of silver. What would that be now?
I'm going to find out. They don't know they'd have that included in the inflation calculator.
I'm going to ask ChatGPT. That'll tell me. You talk among yourselves about how much you love Easter.
Well, there was terrible inflation at that time. The Romans didn't really understand how money worked, so they just kept making more money because they thought that would sort it out. So there was horrible inflation at the time anyway, so I'd say 30 pieces of silver at the
time. They did invent banking, the Romans, and I mean they gave us lots of lovely things, but they didn't see 2008 coming, did they?
Oh Jesus.
They weren't that bloody weren't that bloody clever. You tell me that Caesar, you see the Lehman Brothers, you tell me that Caesar, and I think it's all smart now, huh? I tell you, these boys, these Roman boys, I tell you, they're ones to watch.
That was some pretty impressive, like, while Tony is Googling like
vamping.
I'm a professional comedian. I'm a professional showbiz star.
Vamping while like we're like we need to talk about something. So what Shane went for was Romans not knowing about the 2008 financial crash. That's what we went for, and it worked pretty well. I thought
they did, however, predict the Enron, so they did do that.
Mm. Yeah, and okay. that and that take that would split. They did predict that. As
they knew that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love that Life of Brian being like, what would the Romans ever done for us? And then they're like, the aqueduct. Oh, yeah, that's pretty good. You're like, plus the streets are safer to walk on. You know, the only one who can wrangle us, knowing us. Yeah. You start laughing like,
I would like to go to, I was looking about the Pompeii, and it's like, there's way, when we learned Pompeii in school, it was like, here are the people who were in the hot ash, and let's not forget Herculaneum and the boiling mud over there.
Oh my goodness.
But now there's loads more Pompeii. Did you know this?
Is there?
Like, there's loads more Pompeii. They have like
more Pompeii's.
More Pompeii to look at. There's like murals, bakeries. When we were in school, there was a picture of the like the guy doing the thing, and then the guy, man. Whether he's wanking or not. We have talked about him before, actually.
It's sorry.
My God,
he's an icon.
He is an icon. One of the greatest wankers of all time. Yeah. Self-love, yeah. Mm. But I do want to. How can we make the podcast bring us to Pompeii somehow? I don't know. Is that feasible?
Anna was at Pompeii recently, and she sent me photos. Like they still have the paint, like the color of the mosaics. It's insane. It's so cool. It's so cool. But also, you know, they had slaves and shit. So you know, cancelled.
I will say this, though,
don't we all though? In a way,
what I know about lava, pretty fucking slow. So.
But it was the hot ash that got them in Pompeii, Tony.
Was it?
Yes, Herculaneum, they were got the boiling mud. That sounds pretty bad.
That sounds pretty rough.
But Pompeii, I do think, like, hurry on now.
Mm. So hot ash turned them to hot ash?
No, they, it just, did they melt them?
Well, I mean, they're preserved stone people, aren't
they're
they?
They're not, no.
No, those are cast, they filled in holes.
What?
Yeah, that's not
so
that.
So if we were sitting in this studio and then it filled up with the hot ash, and the hot ash all around us, right? Built up all around us. Mm. The holes of our natural bodies, and they're the, not the dead ash. We would rot away from the little guys inside us who will eat us all up.
Mm. Yeah, okay, you sure?
The little guys who hang around our eyelids and all. They'll gobble us all up and all our little bits.
I'd say I'd have a little nibble on you guys while we're down here. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I'd have a little wank on you both.
Well...
I want to be wanking you both. Circle jerk. If we're gonna go down like the Pompeii, I want to not be the guy who just wanked himself. I want to be. I was generous till the end. Like wanked off my friends quickly.
The daisy chain of Dublin.
Can I have my hands over my eyes? Your hands over your ears.
Yes.
Wank no evil.
Hear no evil. See no evil.
Finally,
no evil.
The man of Pompeii has some friends.
Yeah, finally, they died delighted. Young hot ash guys.
Young hot ash guys. Yes.
Okay, I found out how much 30 pieces of silver is. Can you believe how much this cunt sold Jesus for, right? €294.
What?
€294.
And that's in today's money?
That's in today's money. The total value of 30 pieces of silver today would be approximately €294 is what he took. And it was a big bag and all. What would he get then? You know what I mean?
Judas.
He must not have liked him. Do you know what I mean? It's not even, I don't even know if that's like just being a betrayal. That's just kind of like, yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll do it for free.
They didn't explain any of the stuff, right? You know the way Judas's whole thing, they never explained this in school, like that there was a cultural difference. Like they were like, Judas, they were like, well, hell, we know which one's Jesus. And they didn't explain in school because they didn't have photographs. They didn't have the newspaper. They didn't explain that. And Judas said, it's the one I'm going to kiss.
Yeah.
The one I lay my lips upon. Well, there would have been different. They would have greeted each other with that way. Customs were different. They didn't explain any of that because they're like just left us going like, kiss him.
And then it's like,
and I used to just picture like other, because they were men, so I used to just picture other men coming and kissing my dad on the cheek, and I was like, what is this? I was like, what is this?
But also Jesus is like, all right, before we eat, I gotta wash them feet. I gotta wash them toes. You're all right, man. I actually didn't wear good socks today. Like I didn't know this was a shoes off kind of gaff. So you know, like
but they could explain the feet. There's so much stuff they don't explain.
I know.
Explain
it's because like, they walk
in a culture
ages.
Where they walk and they wear sandals and it's dusty and it's sandy and it's deserty.
Yeah.
That washing your feet is this lovely act of luxury and a generous thing one might do for one another.
Yeah.
They were like Mary Magdalene washed Jesus' feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. We're like, well, that's a bit fucking weird, isn't it?
Fucking weird, yeah.
A bit weird.
Big mucky hair.
It's like, oh, I'll wash you, Jesus.
No way you're getting
all
that.
What are you doing?
Tears.
God.
Dry, mucky. But yeah, can I wash your feet? Only if I can get to kiss you. Only if I can kiss you later.
I'll wash them with my bare hands,
thank
you. There's
subtext there.
I'm going to wash your feet, then you're going to eat me, and then you're going to kiss me.
That's what happened.
That's what happened.
Wow.
Okay, enough Jesus. Tell me the old Easter.
I'll tell you the old
Easter. Okay. What's it called? What's the name?
Okay,
Pax,
so...
Pask?
Kosh.
Pask?
What, Pask?
I don't know. I thought that's like the original...
No, okay, so I'll tell you this.
Pack, it's called Pack in French.
It's called Pack, Easter.
Yeah, Pack. Like
Public Accounts Committee.
No, the word Easter actually is believed to be derived from a pre-Christian god, a Germanic pre-Christian god called Easter, E-O-S-T-R-E, which was the pagan goddess of dawn, spring, and fertility, whose symbols included eggs and bunnies because of their rampant sexuality.
Ah.
So there you go. So, see, there used to be so much good German shit before that fucking numpty ruined it all for you. Do you know what I mean? We should be looking at all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
The Easter Bunny has long been a symbol of fertility because bunnies have reproductive ability. The German Lutherans was the first mention as an egg bringer in 1682. And going back even further, right? Mm. Have you even heard of the Zoroastrians?
Oh, sure.
I'm all about them. I was just about them earlier, but you explained to the people who because you have the.
They're notes. Like an Iranian, like millennia year old kind of religion that I think predates most other religions. I think anyway, they had a tradition of decorating eggs, and that was then adopted into the Christian celebration of Easter. As well as that, the Easter Bunny's a German thing, and you know they have a. They have a Swiss one as well. In Switzerland, they don't have an Easter bunny. They have an Easter cuckoo.
Cuckoo? Yeah. Oh, those cuckoos are little fuckers, aren't they?
They are.
Cuckoo. They're little fuckers, them cuckoos.
They are.
I'll never forgive them.
So in German, the Easter bunny used to be called, it was an egg-laying hare, and they called him Osterhase. Osterhase. Like
Osterhase.
Osterhase.
Yeah. Okay.
Easter hare.
Probably say that still, no?
They probably still do.
You're the German.
I'm the German.
You're the German.
We do big things on Easter. It is true.
And what I found was really funny is that in Switzerland they have this cuckoo and he's called Osterkuckuck. Not to be confused with Osterkuck, who is the guy who comes around at Easter and tells you to fuck his wife. there's a different guy.
That took me a moment. When I got there, enjoyed it.
I like Osterkuckuck. I think we should adopt him.
The Easter is really big in Germany. We do paint eggs.
I mean, you're hiding chocolate in your shoes just on a fucking Wednesday.
Yeah.
Is it Easter the chocolate shoes time?
No, that's the Christmas. 4th of December, I think. I can't remember exactly. That's chocolate in the shoes, chocolate at the end of your bed, or chocolate, a little chocolate basket. Then we do an Easter hunt, which I think kind of became a thing in Ireland as well. Mm. But they would hide. Very funny because, you know, my granddad used to do it in Ireland because they were also a German family. And he'd hide them all over the garden. We'd go running around, but like... He would hide some of them so well, and like you would find them in like rotted away. And I'm pretty sure that's why there was a pretty bad mouse problem in that house. Opa was like putting the chocolate all over the crevice, put them in the walls. I'd say my granny was like, "Could you stop like feeding the rats?" Essentially,
just hearing scratching on the walls. Yeah, oh, the Austin mouse.
But we do a thing that's called Zolai, and this is a really nice thing. So also, I think we when we decorate the eggs, we. Pierce a hole in the top of it and pierce a hole in the bottom and then you blow the eggs.
Nice.
So that's a thing. And then you dip it in some sort of dye. So they're dyed a colour. And you can paint them if you want, but we tend to do the dyeing thing. And then a Zolai is where you have boiled eggs on Easter. And what you do is you slice it in half, make sure that you've got enough yolk in both halves. Then you take the yolk out, fill that with... a mixture of vinegar and oil, and then Zenf, which is mustard, strong mustard, and then you just eat it in one go. And
it is delicious.
It is so good.
Is it actually?
It's so good.
Tell me again what's in it.
So it's oil vinegar in the cup of the egg, like where the yolk would have been, and then mustard. That's called Zolai, and it's so good.
What should we do with the yolk?
You sort of just place it on the rim of the egg. And then you knock it back in, kind of a shot almost.
Like an oyster.
And it's very, very good. And one time, me and my friend on Easter, when I was like 12 or something, I was like, I need to show him Zolai. So we boiled a load of eggs, but he didn't have any of the ingredients in his house. So we cycled back to my house. But then all the eggs fell out of my pocket. and then the estate down the road from me Like, there's just like six boiled eggs on the floor. Oh. My friend was thinking it was so funny. They must have thought like we were teenagers who were going to egg a gaff.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
like
yeah.
we didn't understand it fully. So we just wanted to egg a gaff with boiled eggs.
Boiled eggs.
When I was in the Scouts, the leaders did this. It was Easter weekend. Easter camp's a big week, a big time for camping in the Powers Court. And they had Easter and April Fool's Day were the same day. And oh, yeah. they went, and the other way Easter falls different because of the moon.
Yes, pagan again.
But the Islam do that as well? For the Ramadan changes based on the moon as well?
I'd have to ask my mate, ChatGPT, about that.
Everyone calm down, we can talk about Islam.
No, I mean, I don't know the answer.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, it does.
I thought you were doing like the way everyone's afraid to say, like, everyone's afraid to say
there's
going to
be
Muslim.
Two Ramadans in 1 year in a couple of years. Well, because it changes.
Because of the moon.
Because of the moon, yeah.
Ramadan and then Ramadan ding dong.
They did this thing, they were like, all right, everyone up here. And they were like, told us there was an Easter egg hunt. And they hit, there was somebody, we were all looking around this marshy, wooded, muddy area, and somebody produced a plastic bag, came out of the mud with a cream egg in it. So we were like, oh my God, it's on. And they were like, there's not enough eggs for everyone. So it was like the pressure was on. And we searched around our hands and knees in mud and brambles and things. And then after like an hour, they were like, no one found any more eggs. And they were like, guys, do you know what date it is?
Fuck.
Oh. April Fool's. Like, it was very good, April Fool's, because oh, no. we were fooled.
I hate April Fool's.
And it was the last morning. It was very sly. Actually, it was the last morning. Oh, we were going home that afternoon. So they were like, get filthy. Why not? Why not?
When you're on camp as well, you don't know what day it is.
No, very no. confused. We also used to do something called the Amazon Adventure Trail, which was a really good, that was a best.
So that was a kind of orienteering thing?
It was like, no, you basically run up here, run it, like it was just up and down. It was a trail they made up themselves in the woods, but you finish in the river. It's great.
It's almost 26 minutes into the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
So here, if you've been listening for 26 minutes, that means that you're a great listener. And yeah. that means that you would be the perfect person to volunteer for the Samaritans. They're looking for people right now for late night shifts.
Mm-hmm.
And they would love if you would, if you're listening to this.
If you're a good listener, you fit the bill perfectly. You don't need to be a psychologist or a counselor. All you have to do is to be able to listen to someone. The average call is around 26 minutes long.
Yeah, so that's how long you've been listening to this podcast now. Yes. And that's all you have to do is donate a bit of your time and listening ear. And if you want to find out more, you can go to listening.ie.
We would do Easter camp in Scouts, and we would have to go to the Mass on the Sunday, and they'd file us in. And I honestly, I felt like I felt like soldiers kind of walking in. I felt like the respect to the people in there. Like we'd file in sort of in our little
uniform.
Dappy Duck costumes and walking in, and I felt like I was a serving soldier, and I was seeing the civilians, and they were looking at me, and I'm like, you don't know what it's like out there.
Were you at attention the whole time?
I was at attention the whole time, except, you know, when the priest kind of let us pray. But I felt kind of like honorable.
Yeah, it's very honorable. I mean, the uniform is you know, impeccable. When I first got my scout uniform, I just felt like, all right, now I'm gonna fucking send me to Rwanda.
Light blue.
I'm going to feel like I was in the UN. It was light blue, yeah.
Light blue, yeah. We didn't have that.
I hated April Fool's when it was... I like May April Fool's. I think that's always fun. But then, like, WhatsApp has kind of ruined April Fool's because, like, it's always, like, who the first person to get, you know, the joke in, the fool in is, you know, you're always kind of vigilant about it. But when you're a kid, I hated teachers doing it. I remember our principal coming in one day. And we were, like, in second class and came in being like, we're getting rid of the water fountains. And I'm like, why are you even fucking telling us this?
Mm.
And I'm like...
Go ahead.
And they're like, but we're bringing in a new powdered water that we're going to have, and the only thing you need to do is just add a little bit of water to it, and then you can get a full thing of water. And everyone was just like sitting there staring at him. And then he wrote, and the name of the brand of the water is Loof Lerpa, which is April Fool's backwards, right? And he wrote it on the board. And then everyone's just still staring at him, not engaging. And he's like, can anyone tell me what that is backwards? And someone's like, April Fool's. And he was like, ah. I'm like, thanks for fucking wasting our time.
Yeah,
what a load of bullshit. Like, because
you are so not fun.
No, I'm fun with like my mate Joe last.
He's trying to make a bit of fun. He probably walked giddy.
In fairness to that teacher, that's real dry shiny.
But you're like, just sitting there.
Like,
it wasn't fun though, kid. It wasn't fun.
We're never teachers and scout leaders. It's just kind of like you're just like, look, everything you tell me, I have to listen to. Like, there's no difference. You know what I mean? You just everything.
No idea
like,
how hard
okay.
it is to engage with students, especially a bunch of fucking teenagers who are doing nothing. And you're like, here's a fun way to start the class. He could just be reading from the textbook and going, ho, ho, ho. But he's actually, that's ho, 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 ho. But actually, he's going, here's a fun idea. You know what? I'm going to I'm going to perform for these kids.
But I think the point is it was not a good, it wasn't a good bit. It
wasn't a good bit. We're like, okay, I suppose that's fine. Seems a bit dumb, but there's a lot of dumb shit around here.
He's a teacher.
He's a principal.
He's a principal. He's trying his best to engage with the students.
Do you remember what Joe did last year, April Fools? Send a text around, right, saying, has anyone seen Jack? I was just on the phone to Claire and he's gone missing. Like he hasn't come home. And I was like, you joke? And he was like, April Fools. And he's like, I'm actually not even messing. And like, I checked his phone. I went on WhatsApp to Jack and I was like, because I didn't want to be like, you know, I'm like, he wouldn't do this. Why would he have everyone worried that Jack is like gone missing? God. And but it was getting late and we hadn't heard from Jack. And I was kind of like texting. And I text like, is you know, eventually I text, you know, his girlfriend. I was like, oh, me and my cousin were texting back and forth being like, he wouldn't do this. Like, I know this is pure April Fool's. Like, I'm not buying into this. And then eventually I had to just text his girlfriend and be like, Is Jack there? Is a gate right here? But like everyone was like,
is that what you prefer the principal had done? Walk into class.
It was kind of juicy though. It was fairly fucking juicy, I have to say.
A very bad announcement to make. And Martin Lowry from third class was tragically killed in an accident on the way to school.
I don't even like it as a joke.
Yeah, I don't even like
it. Is that what you want?
I don't know.
No, but something, there's no stake, nothing's at stake nothing's for the water
stake. Thing. We're getting
new
water.
What? Our teacher did one time in like fourth class, she did like, she was writing up, you know, the homework, and then it was like, she kept writing, she was like, read 20 pages, and we were like, oh my God. And then someone said, like, that's a lot of homework, teacher. And she said, April Fool. And we were all like, oh, you got us. Like that, when you have a lot of homework to do, not like, we can't have water.
Kind of water.
Like, no. Kids don't want water anyway.
Yeah. It was a tuck shop. That's what we're fucking drinking. If you said we're getting rid of like the cans of Coke, we'd be fucking livid. Yeah. We're bringing
this
in new drinks, Luke Lurpa.
A teacher to students who every time they'll be like, not doing my homework for April Lent or whatever. Like, that's kids fun. Are the students are the kings of shit patter around Easter time.
That's true.
The kings of it. And this teacher's trying to give some shit patter back and they're suddenly getting judged for it. I think any attempt to engage with students should be...
I like this. I like this fire in you.
I'd like to see the fire in him, but I disagree with him. Yeah.
I disagree deeply.
My dad's a sexy school teacher and if he did something like
your
that...
Your dad's a sexy school teacher?
He's a sexy school teacher.
He's so hard.
He's rock hard for me.
He's rock hard. Yeah, yeah. He's a rock hard, sexy school teacher.
Yeah, but I think go fuck yourself and that was cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fair. Look, I hear your point. I'll take it on board. But yeah. Yeah, it would annoy me as well. That like I hate puzzles. I hate fucking shit I don't get. And then just tell me this was all a big waste of time that I planned for you. You know? I'm a fun guy, I swear. But I just don't like that kind of like here's a little puzzle that he's forced upon you.
Well, would you have hated my scout leaders?
I would
what they did?
Have fucking, because I would have been so keen for the chocolate.
Yeah, but we also got an egg going home. Like, they had chocolate to go home.
Okay,
Tony's mum would have complained.
Yeah, she would have complained.
Tony would have made
She would have been like, we'll pick up an Easter egg on the way. Yeah. I'm sorry, she would have said. Do you know what the biggest scam is? You know that, obviously you get... I'm a Cambry's kind of Easter egg house, right? I don't like Nestle because I don't like the brand.
Do you like the cream egg?
But I want the cream egg Easter egg. And that's the biggest scam. The cream egg Easter egg, I saw it and I'm like, I'm going to tuck into this with a fucking spoon. I can actually even feel the headache I'm going to get from eating this much cream. Yeah, sugary cream. And then you crack it open, there's none.
I hate those jokes. I think bullshit. They're over...
cream eggs.
Yeah, I think... What is it? Over...
Hyped,
yeah.
The cream eggs overhyped.
Yeah, I think they suck.
They used suck? To be yeah. wetter. Now I will say the cream eggs used to be a wetter consistency.
They were.
It was more slick, and now they're a bit drier.
They're a
now.
Bit
in
dry.
My house. They, you know what we do? We slice the cream one egg in half, turn it inside, and then we pour vinegar and oil.
Oh, that's
and
gross.
A bit of mustard on the
that's
side.
That's lovely.
I was going to do that once with my friend, and then but I actually dropped all the cream eggs out of my pocket.
Oh wow!
Yeah, on the way over,
that's crazy.
Because we didn't heat any of the ingredients. Well, I go back to my house.
Such a child thing to be cycling a bike that's probably too big for you, because you know your parents always bought a bike that was like 2 years too big for you, that you'll grow into it, and like cycling this bike and then a load of boiled eggs falling out of your pockets.
So, you can hear
that's
the chomp.
That's not a kid thing. Like, you're cycling a bike and all the loads of boiled eggs fall out of your pocket. You're the only child that's ever happened to you.
It's just like
trombone music
do?
Playing over you.
Joe, what do we do? Do we just we'll just leave them there? Yeah, we'll just leave them there.
Leave them there.
And then like by the time you get home, your mum is like, did you leave a load of boiled eggs down in Rosman Gardens? Was that you? No, no, it wasn't me.
Boys are so stupid. Oh, I love it.
I was talking about monsters with Sonny, and I was telling him about monsters, and I was telling him about Dracula, and I was telling him, and he was like, and then I was telling him facts about Dracula, and I was like, oh, he sleeps in a coffin, and he's like, what's a coffin? I'm like, oh, a coffin is like what you go in sometimes when you die and they bury you in a coffin. He's like, what? And then I was like, and then she's like, and then he's like, but does Dracula die? And I was like, well, no, he doesn't die. He kind of comes back. And then he drops this on me. He goes, am I going to die? And he's three. Now what? And it made me realize that I don't have a big comfy, since probably the first generation in 1,000 years without Christianity, probably in the family. This is the first generation, I think, that is, I don't have the duvet of the afterlife. Mm. I don't have the duvet of, we're all going to be hanging out later. Oh. And I also don't even know what I believe. And he's asked me, what would you do in this situation based on your own beliefs? If a three-year-old says, am I going to die? And you can't lie. Or you can lie, but I don't know. What would you do?
Oh, God. I think three is still small enough that you can just say no if you want.
Yeah, I know.
You can just say no. Or I think the other thing is not for a long, long, long
time. That's what we did.
Sometimes you say 100 years.
We said 100 years. Yeah.
100 years is a good wedge there to say that.
Because kids can't even count to 100.
I know. Like, And he's like, is that a big number? And I was like, yeah, it's a big number.
Oh, long, 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 long.
And then Terry goes, well, do you know what actually, Sonny, what happens when you die? You go into the ground and then you actually grow loads of plants and grass. And he's like, I don't want to be a plant. I'm like, oh, no. So we didn't know, you know.
Oh, I could see where she was going with that.
I know, I know. I
think that's beautiful, but it's beautiful for like
I am Groot.
Me.
I am Groot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'll tell him. Oh, he'll fucking love that. I'll say Groot. That's genius. I'll tell him you'll be
a
Groot.
A bit like that.
Yeah.
That's a good
you'll be kind of a mute Groot.
Of it, but Yeah. You'd kind of be like Groot. An ant.
It's funny that comes up so quick for him. What, he's three.
He's three.
He's already asking about that because it's funny that death comes up because we're actually, I think in Ireland, we're great at death.
Well, this is the thing. We are really fucking good with death. Culture, you know?
I can't wait for when he used to die.
I did see a TikTok the other day and somebody, this girl, I mean, God love her, but she was like, she was trying to explain this, how in England funerals are different to the funerals here, whatever, which is well-trodden territory. We all know that now. But she's younger than me. But then she was like, you know, we are very good at here, you know, trying to explain this to other cultures. Like, you know, death, it's, you know, it's very normal. And I was like, hold on. Like, it's not like we're like, oops, hey, dead. It's every death is tragic and sad and causes months and years of grief that is so painful.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not that. We're not, it's like, we mark it respectfully. We confront the thing. But it's very normal. Very normal. Where's the dead? Oh, there's the corpse. I was only talking to him. There he is, dead. Yeah. What age is he? 17? No age. Doesn't matter.
He loved the 46A route, so we prop him up in the bus and we just let him go along the whole route there and back.
That's normal. That's normal. Dying all the time. We drop like flies.
We don't even act like he's dead. He's the same.
I don't give a fuck, actually.
He's fucking same.
My whole family dropped dead around me. Oh, God. News is starting to ring. The bloody Flanagan's on the phone. A message.
There's a good quote from who's that physicist, the American physicist who goes on a bit with the who got rid of Pluto being a planet. What's his name? Neil deGrasse Tyson. He has a good one about about how to grapple with death with a non-religion, but kind of you are part of the universe kind of thing.
They're stardust and you go back to being stardust.
Say you're like stardust, you're part of an ever-changing system.
Yeah, I think he still wants to be sentient.
Okay, yeah.
I think that's the big thing. I think he still wants to be able to chat.
You tell him, the gods envy us.
Yeah, I know. God's envy us.
You should tell him, failures and the failures of the previous generations, you and everyone you know will die of thirst and starvation. Crops will fail. Water supplies will dry up. Mm. There will be no earth left but scorched brown earth.
Hot ash.
You will fall to your knees.
You best not be wanking when the hot ash comes from the drought.
Such thirst, you will drink the boiling mud of Herculaneum.
I mean, I also kind of want to tell him, look, there's going to be a chip in your head that's going to slow down your perception of time and you're probably going to live for like 1,000 years in the video game.
You will be uploaded to the cloud.
Yeah, I know.
I like that you're replacing like the eons of kind of like religious, you know, make-believe with your own make-believe.
Yeah, true.
I'm not going to teach them this religion that's totally untrue. I'm going to teach them my own
ideas.
There's actually a pretty good afterlife thing kind of in kind of beta right now. It's not, you know, it's not, it's kind of a beta. It's untested, but it's a pretty good afterlife. Elon Musk's invested in it. It's kind of an app. Yeah. I don't know. Kind of blindsided me a little bit. And
that's tough. I mean, that's tough. And like, I appreciate that you're asking your two childless friends, but I don't think we're the people who have the answers. I'd say ask your parents.
Yeah.
You might have asked that question before.
Yeah, but they would probably have like a loose kind of, even not practicing kind of Christian idea of the afterlife, that they'll kind of go somewhere. You
dead
know?
Handy. Just talk about heaven.
Yeah, it is dead handy. Dead handy,
isn't it?
It's like God is watching you, so don't fucking swear. And Santa's watching you, so don't swear. And you know, everything's going to be fine. And there's nothing bad ever going to happen. And you're all going to hang out. And it's actually going to be better over there. It's actually going to be better. Like, you're going to get all you want.
It doesn't take much thinking to go like, just to, why they have religions in the first instance.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't make much thinking.
And it quells all fears.
But it's about fear. Those simple impulses of like normal human fears of like, what happens? Am I alive? What's the point? Am I gonna, what happens when I die? Why am I here? Who am I? Love each other. All those things. And then they add in like, and don't be riding a man, no beards, and you have to have curly hair. It's like, what are you doing? Crazy fuckers have ruined all these lovely ideas.
Don't
like,
be pig, because it only has three trotters instead of like two hooves.
Yeah, sick. They've only learned their hooves. Disgusting. Yeah. And it must
no
be
meat on Friday.
The throat must be slit and hung up. I was like, what are you talking about? As if God's up there making it. If there is a God up there making all this stuff over the 7 days, creating it, and then going,
make
I will
them,
not have them.
Cut the top there, Willie.
You know, I'm making their willies like this, but I want them, as soon as they're born, cut the top off the willy.
Cut top off the willy.
like the top of a, you know, a WD-40 can. Snip the thing, you know, or maybe a toothpaste tube. There's a Virax. You have to use the top of the lid to poke the thing.
It's a Virax.
Something like that. I don't know. Cut the dicks off. Not the whole thing. But anyway, that's really important to me.
That's really important.
If there's a benevolent Lord watching over us, deciding all those things, it's ridiculous.
These guys got to be cut. I don't know. I just kind of, if they're coming up here, they have them, I kind of want a bunch of cut guys. You know what I mean? At the end of the day.
Sometimes the Americans say those things that, you know, they have circumcision in such wide numbers or whatever.
Sure.
And they're like, it just looks so much neater. I was like, have you seen one?
Yeah.
Are you stupid? Yeah. Like, you can see where it was cut. Like,
yeah.
It's a big scar.
I want to see more. I want more representation of nibs hanging off the end of Mickey's, you know, when you draw a Mickey.
Yes.
Why should I, as a Dublin boy, draw on a cock? And I did all the time, and so I would purposely draw one with a fucking nib on it, looking like fucking fungi with the little top sticking on the top.
This is school children of Ireland. Please take this on. If you listen to this, which
lend me your ears.
No, you don't. Lend me your ears, and that's all.
Yes.
Hey! The good people at Reroad do not want to sponsor this kind of stuff. But
if you are drawing,
draw a little foreskin on there.
Draw a foreskin on.
I'm
Free can the we foreskin? Be pushing this agenda?
I don't know.
You bowed out of it. I was really fun.
I just was like, foreskin again. I was like,
we do talk about it a lot.
It's remarkable how much we come back around to foreskin.
It's wild. Yeah.
Well, you were going on a Shakespearean thing. We were trying to shoehorn more, I guess, cultured quotes into the thing.
We were.
Into the podcast.
Yeah. And is Lend Me Your Ears is also that?
Lend
is
Me
that,
Your Friends Round Countrymen.
Julius Caesar.
Yeah. I was the first play I was ever in, which is maybe the first bit of performance really that I did.
You caught the bug.
I was Peter in Peter Romeo Fowl. And Juliet.
Sorry.
And I had one word, and it was anon. And let me tell you, the crowd loved it.
Mm.
I went, anon? And then somehow the way, so they said, the nurse goes, Peter! And I went, anon? Which means I'm here.
Yes.
And I always got a laugh. It was good.
And then they play that song, and it goes on and on and on.
Tick tock. What was your first theatre performance, first play?
I did my first play lines on this show already.
What was it again?
Just as she stretched, yawned, and peeped back to their place, the toys would creep, sad and happy, no, not one, for they that night had so much fun. But I did do in the confirmation, I did do it, played St. Peter there.
Oh, very good.
Did I do that on the podcast before?
I don't know. I don't know.
The lines were, fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken with the prophet Joel. In the beginning, God said, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will see visions. Your young men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit. And everyone who calls the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I wonder how much you've forgotten that you keep that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That seems why etched is that? Into
yeah,
your soul.
Why is that
full time? Why do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember the names of people who, like, I work with.
Yeah.
what's your Christian name?
No, it's okay.
What's your name again?
What's your Christian name?
Tommy.
Tommy. Yeah.
Tommy Candles.
Tommy Candles.
my first was innkeeper in the Nativity. It was supposed to be Joseph, but my fucking cook of a primary school teacher bowed out. I was meant to be Joseph, and then we were in the group with the whole year. And then all of a sudden, Paul Flynn steps up as Joseph, and I look over at my teacher. I'm like, "What the fuck? You said I was Joseph?" And he's like, "Little cook." Anyway,
your man went in and beat the shit.
At least you're over it, anyway.
No, anyway. So then I was the innkeeper, and I was all like, "We're fully packed. You couldn't swing a cat in here.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't swing a cat in here. Yeah. I do have a stable outside. It isn't much, but it could sleep you and your wife for the night."
Yeah, I can see why Paul got that part. Anyway, but.
Don't let the donkey eat your wife. They don't know you're not food. Add a little bit.
No, a bit weird, yeah.
No, I can see why he... It was a safe cast, but I can see why that happened.
Well, he's not in showbiz, I am, so...
They should put on an Easter play.
Easter play, they do, as I said. It's
pretty
start,
fucking grim.
It's grim. They have the... You act out the...
You'd be a good genius.
You act out the Pontius Pilate, where they have Barabbas and they have... And he's going to let one of them free, because... At that time, they had only one person in Judea can be guilty a day. Mm. So there was like Barabbas or Jesus. And you have to act it out.
Barabbas the robber.
Barabbas.
Barabbas
the
robber.
I always want to be Barabbas. I'm a bit of a Barabbas.
Was he just a robber?
Father, into your hands, I think commend my spirit.
I think he was a murderer.
Oh, was he?
Murderer and bastard, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And,
Well, like, I mean, I've been in like punishing situations before, like at a bar trying to get a drink and someone burned the ear off me. Imagine being up there in a fucking cross and you got some fucking murderer burning the ear off you. Being like,
just you're getting your scriptures confused. Barabbas was the person who was chosen to be freed instead of Jesus of Nazareth. Then when he was crucified, there were two people on the crosses beside him. I mean, this is...
Who are they then?
They're two criminals.
They're the
one
robbers.
One is a murderer, one of them gets salvation from Jesus. The other one doesn't. He's down there.
He got the sacrament of reconciliation.
Yes. Yeah.
I love that. In again,
this is the most Catholic pod.
Yeah, it is.
It's
part of our culture.
I don't know why we do veer back into it, but I like it.
I like it too.
I don't know. Do people let us know if you like how much we talk about religion?
Well, like it's kind of like it's kind of childhood nostalgia. It's kind of wrapped up in like the tuck shop. Yeah, it's kind of wrapped up. In, you're not a '90s kid unless you had the Eucharist on your tongue. You know that kind of thing.
That's why I do feel bad for people who grew up like. If I had children, I would raise them without religion. But I do feel bad for those who were like we had no religion growing up. I'm like, you missed out on all this chunk of a way.
I know,
it's a useful thing to look at, to consider what you want and what you don't want and what informs your
ethics. But they replaced
ethics.
That with like other people's cultures. Like imagine you just learned about other people's cultures.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
I
your
you
whole
mean.
Idea of a different culture was just when you went to Spain and you're like, well, I guess they just fucking use laser pens everywhere. Do you know what I mean? Like it's not, you learn about other things. You learn about compassion and community and all that kind of stuff, you know? And a personal responsibility for it. I think that's the thing with Christianity, is it kind of drives you of a lot of your personal responsibility. You can kind of have your sins absolved. You can give your worries over to God. All thoughts, like all this kind of stuff, it's in the hands of God.
Of our Lord.
And everything's going to be fine. And you're going to go to heaven. And, you know, it's all this kind of, so it's this whole personal responsibility, which is maybe why the next generation is so into sustainability and is a bit more into cultural inclusion and all that kind of thing, because it comes from what can I do as a person rather than what's God going to do. Yeah, but then they also vape little plastic yolks. Do you know what I mean? Like, what, you know?
Who's talking, man? Who's fucking buying 10 DVDs a day to try and get rid of his vape addiction?
There, well, it's one Blu-ray a day and I've replaced it with snooze. Anyway, next question.
Yeah.
Are you going to get an egg for Anna?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's her
I think
vibe?
She likes lint.
Oh.
Linder.
A woman of expensive taste.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Honey.
And also we are trying to get a red velvet couch that I saw in a charity shop on Camden Street immediately after this. I'm doing my businessman thing. But we've got a red velvet couch.
Delicious.
And I'm going to get her
me a slice.
She's going to look like an ad. I like the ads.
She'll be eating her lint egg
eating
on
her
lint, red
velvet couch.
Did you
ever see those ads that are lint or Lindor chocolate or whatever?
Mm.
And it's so obviously like German or Austrian or whatever, and like or Swiss, which is I think actually where it's from.
Yeah.
And then they just have like the Irish dubbing on it.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, this is so obviously like a Swiss woman like speaking German or something.
Yeah.
Going like, yeah, can ich mein Lindor Schokolade haben bitte? And yeah. then under, but like dubbed over yeah, the, and her yeah. lips, and are, the lips are moving completely different. Yeah. They go, I love that. Thank you so much for the Lindt chocolate.
Oh, I'm pure spoiled by all the Lindt you're to buy me now. Oh my God.
Why is chocolate so sexy? Like, why is it sold as like sexy? You know, you got the Lindt balls.
Flakiest chocolate. The chocolate never tasted before.
And then like the flake falling down her little, her brown lip, you know, like, and then even the Lindt balls. With like, why is pouring chocolate into a Lindt ball turning me on in a fucking weird way?
And the Galaxy women used to always have, they don't really have many ads as much, but they used to have like, they'd put the whole bar into the net, but even the bit of the plastic, that they put the wrapper in her mouth as well. That was part of it. That was part of it.
This could be your Mickey.
Yeah, it's just, there is something about
it. But it's sexy to women as well.
I would propose, I haven't done any research, but I would guess that the person behind the Lindt chocolate ads was the same genius behind the Gaviscon and the Rennie ads.
Yes.
I don't know if that's truth, but, and maybe the LKZI Unitas.
I'd love a load of white pasty firemen to squirt shit down my throat. Yeah.
firemen, you want to go into your mouth? White.
But there is a huge sex thing. The caramel bunny.
Yeah.
Caramel bunny. What a fucking ride.
What a fucking dampy yoke.
The caramel
bunny. Bit before your time, but there was a scorching hot. She looked like, like kind of Lola Bunny from Space Jam meets Jessica Rabbit, who isn't a rabbit, who's a woman. Mm. Kind of combined.
And Stifler's mom.
And Stifler's mom.
Oh.
But super hot. She had like a bow. She had a bow around her neck just to show that she was in the fucking nip. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
she was
yeah.
in the nip and she had a scorching hot butt. Sorry, I'm going to... Sorry.
You're getting very excited there, Tony.
I did. Yeah, really excited there. I need to rein that in a little bit. Some people really don't like that.
No,
shit.
But she was an absolute lash. Like, to be
she was an absolute lash. And all the little critters would come over to her and kind of like throw chocolate and flowers at her feet, her big feet as well. And, you know, she'd be like, thank you.
Yeah, they'd all be little simps for her.
Simps, yeah.
Their hearts would be like, dunk, dunk, dunk.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, out of their chest.
A wolf might go, ahooga.
Ahooga. Their both eyes are spinning.
Yeah, yeah. And have to roll in their tongue.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
I'd love it if I could do that in real life. I just think that's funny. I think those kind of things.
Good clean fun.
It's good clean fun. Like, or her, or her.
But things, like those cartoons were horny. That was a horny person. For someone to go, auga, or like their tongue to roll out. And that's like soft and fine or whatever. There is zero horniness. Horniness has been fucking compartmentalized into the same private space as your own TikTok algorithm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Horniness needs to just be out. And fucking, remember there's an amazing article of like, no one's ever looked better. And it's talking about like all the people who get jacked from Marvel movies and stuff. No one's ever looked better, but why is no one horny? It was like this amazing article about the kind of breaking down how amazing everyone looks, but like there's no real, you know, tension or sexual drive or anything like that. Even the cartoons were fucking horny back in the day.
Maybe we could create a bit on this podcast. You guys are making me ahooga.
You know? What was the ding? What was that? No.
I don't know. I'm making noises.
It's, you know, it's a big fear of mine that, like, you know, you work in your comedy, you try and gain more numbers, more notoriety, be in the public eye a bit more. I have a terrible fear of being somebody's weird crush.
Oh,
you
my
know?
God.
Wouldn't that be terrible?
A weird crush.
Or, like, I don't know. I don't know. Wouldn't that be awesome? Yeah.
If you're someone's weird, like...
Like, fancy me on merit. I'm scared.
Be attracted to me.
People do send, every few fucking weeks, right, someone will send me, I think this is your lookalike.
Oh,
it's the ugliest fuckers they send me. And it's like the worst. It's like somebody with like, you know, horrible dark circles around their eyes and like a big fat neck and all. And I'm like, oh my God, like person is like Pat Rabbit neck. This person is like...
That's a spit to you.
I used to be just in labor. Do not reply. I'm just like... You're going to be quiet. But there's sometimes I do want to block. Just like, don't ever darken the doorway of my DMs again.
Yeah.
Just fuck off.
Do you know what as well I found? Like, you know when someone posts an Instagram, like on Instagram, a photo of you and you're tagged and you look rotten in it. And you're just like, oh my God, they actually don't know what I look like when I look good. They think that I'm the same when I look rotten as the same when I have my angle and when I have my pow. You must just think I'm a fucking piece of trash.
Have you ever had a boyfriend? I think that's what it's like having a boyfriend.
You taking photos?
Yeah. I take so many photos of Anna. Anna just like scrolls through them and go, that's terrible. That's terrible. Famously, like when I'm taking photos of any of my tends to be female friends, I have a reputation for making people look awful. I make the most attractive people in the world. I take a photo of Margot Robbie and I'll have her looking like Shane Daniel Byrne. That was a joke. Oh God, I'm so scared. Now he's going to snap back at me.
He will.
No. You've made your point.
No, it's gone so deep. He's storing it for later.
I'm so scared.
Yeah.
I'm so scared.
I'm very bad at photos. I can't get any. I'm
sick of them. I don't want to be in them. I look horrible all the time. I don't want to do it. Even on this podcast, sometimes I feel like I'm in the bad zone.
I feel like you look the best because you're front and center.
Yeah, but I also feel like it's stretching me out a little bit. Is it?
This is if you're watching on YouTube, by the way.
If you're watching on YouTube on the computers.
Yeah. Subscribe on the YouTubes.
You should subscribe on the YouTube.
Someone teach us. Who's going to teach? I want to be taught how to get in the photographs.
Get in photographs.
How to do your angles and how to, I want to learn it.
That is the thing you can learn. You can get people to teach you.
I think I see a lot of like guys being like, this is a take better photos. And it's always like hand in the pocket, kind of like to the side a little bit and kind of looking forward, like doing something with your hands, like maybe just fixing a ring or something like that. Hands
your
down.
Cuffs.
Fixing your cuffs is always like, looks good.
We should ask my grandma, Kevin PJ, they'll know.
They would know.
They are also just so hot all the time.
Yeah. They are.
And like, they're like the type of hot, like, oh, we've got hot bodies too. It's like, oh, fuck off.
Yeah, they got big chests and all that. Great tushes.
I'm terrified. Kevin from my grandmam is competing in the Borough de Change this year.
What's the point in us all competing?
And I'm just terrified of what he's going to do. I texted him to find out like if he's, and he says he's humming a song. I'm like, you're humming a song whilst doing insane choreography, while doing backflips.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to like, I'm hoping, fingers crossed, it's like just that smidgen too much. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just that smidge too much. And people are like, okay, you know, all right.
I hope he has like a bad fall.
Take him out.
Cries in front of the vicar seat. I help him off. I go, oh, that's okay. Secretly delighted.
Those are some nice dancer's legs you got there, Kevin. Shame if somebody broke one of them.
Shane, if someone were to kick them.
It'd be a shame. No, I mean, he's just going to kick ass, isn't he? And that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to break his legs.
Mm.
Well, look, maybe after this now, maybe I won't actually have a fucking Easter egg. Maybe I can't. Maybe my body wasn't, you know.
I do feel we've lost. The point of this podcast was to get hot. And I feel like I've lost all attachment to that and I'm not hot.
Let's do it. Let's put some pressure.
And remember, I will reiterate, you can be hot whatever way you look like.
Yes.
I'm worried about, you know, but what about Australia? Yeah, I think you need to have a regiment in place for Australia.
How am I going to keep fit in Australia? I'll probably just have to go down to Bondi Beach, but I don't know how I'm going to get there from Melbourne every day.
That's true. That'd be a bit of a, get a bike maybe.
They're really funny, the Australians.
They are. They're very good.
They're like, Neil's just telling me some really funny stories, but they are just like, you're going to have a hoot over there. They're very rude, very into rude humor, like filthy stuff.
Can't.
Yeah, like just disgusting stuff.
Okay, I'll keep an eye out for that.
Any of you cunts like piss?
I am hoping for Australians, but I'm also hoping for the diaspora to show up, you know. I am hoping to see the Irish people there.
Mm.
My friend Daniel, he messaged me about it this week.
Nice.
He said, yeah, you're looking forward to it? I said, yeah, come, bring 10 people.
Daniel Shaneburn.
Daniel Shaneburn.
That's so stupid, I like that.
Well, actually, we may as well plug. Shane, when are you going to be there so people know?
I'm there from the 9th to the 21st of April in Melbourne and then the 24th and 26th in Sydney.
That is wonderful.
Which, Melbourne or Sydney? Which one are you? Who do you prefer? It's a thing.
That's good.
Melbourne or Sydney?
Melbourne.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Here, are you a Mars or a Snickers?
Oh.
What did you call me?
Are you a Mars or a Snickers?
Mars.
Mars.
Oh, you've no nuts.
Oh,
for fuck's sake.
Stop. No, I knew you were going to say that.
Can I use that?
Yeah, you can have that.
That's class.
It's really good.
That's great. Melbourne, Sydney.
Melbourne.
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 Sydney.
Sydney. Great.
I've heard Melbourne's very European and cool.
I hate that term. I hate people just think, call things European, like that makes it, you know what I mean?
It's very European and
it's
cool.
Very dismissive of people's cultures to be like, it's very European. It's actually quite European.
Isn't that what Australia is all about?
It's actually not fucking shit. It's actually very European. People think a place like that is actually a bit shit, but it's actually very European.
That being said, I have heard that. It is very European.
I hear Argentina is very European. Well, then it's a really fucking old culture.
I'm going solo there. I don't have any team or anything going. So, and you sometimes, like, people are like, message you after gigs and you see the messages the next morning. They're saying, come for a drink. And you're like, well, I'm already gone home.
Yes.
This is the next day. I can't go for a drink. But then in Melbourne, somebody was like, I'll bring you out in the gig. And I was like, absolutely.
Great.
I will go out with strangers. I'll do it. Oh, like, let's
I have a great app for you. It's called Raid R, right? But R-A-D with an R, and it's like scan all the gays in your
facilities.
Oh,
that'd
be really,
fun.
Really good. Yeah, yeah.
That'd be fun.
And then
you can
like,
go to gay bars by yourself. Gay, I'm of a generation that did things like that. So you can do that.
But unlike straight people.
But you don't, like, it's not about disappearing into a bar by yourself.
Oh, okay.
It's,
you actually, you go for community. You go for, off, you like, go for
a, yeah, you go find a thing.
Yeah.
You seek it out. So I'm not above doing that. I have my roots in that. Mm. Do we have time? I want to say one more thing that Emma Doran talked about, this kind of thing recently. She was talking about that she was locked out of her, she was staying in a thing in Castlebar, and she locked out of the Airbnb or whatever it was called. The B&B.
Mm.
God, they've become so ubiquitous.
Jesus,
I called it the Airbnb.
The B&B.
And she didn't have her phone, she didn't have her key, and she was like, oh, for fuck's sake. And she was like, and she, in her head, she was like, right, I'll go down to the guard station, I suppose. And I just thought, like, she didn't in the end, your man appeared just by luck. But I was like, isn't it amazing? I was like, I feel like I'm just old enough to know that that is what you kind of have to do in that situation. Whereas the younger generation will just be like, right, well, the guards will at least in the small town will go, oh, that's your man who owns this. I'll get a number for him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Okay,
they will help.
Fair.
But I just think like the younger generation will be like, what do I do now? Like, I have no phone. I don't
I'm
know what to do. Like,
something.
Yeah, I'll smash the window.
I wouldn't have got
the
guards.
I have to
guards.
Smash the window. See, what would you have done if you got locked out, no phone, no key, and you're in Castlebar and you're in your T-shirt and it's nighttime?
I wouldn't have a clue. I'd ask a stranger for help.
I would keep banging. I'm just dumb. I would.
Ah!
I did actually one time. I did this gig down in Waterford in Tramore. Me and Kevin did it, and we got fucking pissed because the green room was flowing with booze, and like Brezzy had this bottle of like Brezzy was playing at it, and he had this like bottle of like Southern Comfort or something like that, and we drank it all like so before he was like we were so fucking pissed. I was so pissed that night that like I blacked in while surrounded by a room of people listening to me. Talking,
oh, no.
And then I was talking about how the moon is hollow and that people think it's a space station, and I was like, I need to go now, right? And then so I went back to the B&B, and I was like, oh, I don't have my key, oh, and I started banging on the door like, dum, 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 dum. And then I was like, dum, 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 dum. And then I had like the number or whatever. I didn't see there was like a number to call, and then I started like screaming like, hey, hey, and I was like trying to put my mouth around the keyhole, and I was like, hey. And then the guy just came down and he pointed at the sign being like, call that, but then he also just like opened the door. I was like, oh, sorry about that. I had a good time though.
Aww.
Don't get to drink like that much these days, but yeah, I just keep banging.
Keep banging.
Okay, maybe my theory is incorrect.
No, your theory is
no,
good.
No, I like it.
I wouldn't know about that.
That sounds quite like, you know, not colloquial, what's it called? Kind of old-fashioned, and I dig it.
Mm.
Yeah, going to the garage station.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm. Mm.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Yes, yes.
I suppose it
I suppose. I could be, yeah. I guess.
Anyway, I'm also gigging. If you like all my power, right? And I'm going to be, go to at Tony Horror on Instagram, and all the list is there. I'll be in Dublin. I'll be in Wicklow. I'll be in fucking Blanchardstown. I'll be in Limerick. I will be in Galway and Cork and Belfast and Dundalk and London, TBC. Tony Byrne Cantwell.
Tony Cantwell Byrne.
Tony Cantwell Byrne.
If you want to support this podcast, if you're one of those people who listens every week and enjoys it and says,
yes,
I really like it, you can do that by going to Headstuff Plus, just for the price of, what, I don't know how much.
Probably cheaper than a pint.
Cheaper than
shekels.
A pint.
A few shekels.
Yeah, I don't know what the
what it is in
today's money,
probably,
but it would have been 20
one piece
gold
of silver,
for the
probably.
Amount that Judas sold Jesus
much
out.
Cheaper than the Judas. Yeah.
Much cheaper.
And he'd be doing, you know, a great service now, I'd say. We know he'd be doing a great service.
I had free experience going straight into
that
your, wherever
true.
You listen to podcasts,
yeah.
Exactly the same, except it has a little banner on it,
yeah,
saying premium.
If you listen on Spotify, if you listen on Apple, whatever, it goes in there.
Secrets
and,
for only us.
We have, yeah, it's an extra episode every week, also ad-free listening and stuff like that. So
if
you want
the regular
episode
ad-free and then the bonus episode every so on Tuesday you get bonus, on Thursday you get an ad-free episode. And you also, it's also, you know, we take, it's a lovely community. We actually have people writing in letters and stuff like that, and we respond to them. Mm. A bit of an agony aunt column that we do sometimes.
Yes.
We have fun, we have games, we kind of let loose a little bit.
It's only the crumbliest, flakiest chocolate.
Oh my God.
Mm. It tastes like chocolate never tasted before.
There's hot rabbits there.
I will be giving Shane and Tony a Zolai on the next one.
Thank you. That's
will
a good
I?
Idea. Yeah.
Ah, fuck it. Yeah.
Go
I
on.
Will.
Okay.
Cool. Three boiled eggs. Imagine I get here and I'm like, lads,
they
hold the eggs.
Out of my pocket.
They fell out of my pockets.
They're all over Pierce Street. Everyone's freaked. I brought too much. But look, thanks very much.
Thank you.
We love you. Bye.
We love you.
Bye.
Cheers.
Dinner. Loud.
And a little bit sad.
He was the best guy around.
Oh my, is it hot in here or what?
You're an attractive guy.
It's the fabulous Tony Cantwell.
We're talking about Shane Daniel Byrne.
Idiots on the
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.